Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. As always, joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So, much to discuss here this evening, and Mark, all throughout the week we've been, I guess, trudging through. I don't know if that's the right
trudging
term.
Is the right word. We've been heavy with calls.
Yeah, we've been picking at this lengthy article. I guess it's not even that lengthy. It's just that it's taken us
that
forever
long, yeah.
To get through it. And it is about the seven deadly sins of the forced education system. Psychology Today has done a report. The author is not a libertarian, from what we can tell.
Oh, I'm certain he's not.
But he is a college professor, so he may know a thing or two about the educational system. And he's, from what he's been saying so far, has been really spot on with his analysis that essentially the government education system in this country is little more than a day prison for children, a glorified babysitting service. But it's more of that. It's more than just a babysitting service. It's a day prison because they're forced to be there.
Right. If it wasn't, you'll notice that the private schools don't have cops in them.
Is that true?
Of course it's true.
I mean, it makes sense, but I've never heard that they do, so I suppose you're right about that.
Yeah, he calls this the seven sins of our system of forced education. And number one is denial of liberty on the basis of age. And he makes the point that since we have a compulsory education system, that means that you have to do it. It's forced education. Most kids have to go to government schools. They call them institutions. There's not too many things in this world they call institutions. Education, schools are one of them. So from the ages of 6 to 16 or 18, depending on the state you're in, you've got to go. And he says that causes a lot of problems. Number two, fostering of shame on one hand and hubris on the other. This is the sort of the testing system, and the kids that do well in it are proud little people, and the ones who do poorly in it are ashamed, and it creates this sort of class system within that it's not really conducive to learning. Interference with the development of cooperation and nurturance inside the school system, helping one student helping another student too much, it's called cheating. So he says, this and separating the kids by age causes kids, big kids, to not be as nurturing towards little kids. Number four, interference with the development of personal responsibility and self-direction. I think that just stands to reason, right?
It's a big problem with the government schools is they essentially stand as this icon of all that is important, and if you don't do what we say, then you'll be a failure. You won't be able to make it in life, and the idea that you could self-direct your own learning at a young age is an insult to the government schools. But, of course, it's entirely accurate.
Right.
There are plenty of examples of people that are unschooled, so-called, people that stay out of the government school system and are able to direct their own learning, and they grow up to be very, very well-educated, smart young men and women.
As a matter of fact, the fact is all kids self-direct their own learning. They learn about the things that they want to learn about. The problem is when you take some of those things out of their hands. I mean, my son Jack is just excited about learning how to read. He's 3 years old, and he's trying very hard. He'll sit with a book, and he'll babble at it, and he certainly knows how to read some words. He obviously can't read a book at the age of three. Some kids can. Parents get them tools and that kind of thing. But, it's the idea that you're going to, teach the kids all the right things to learn. Kids learn reading and math, I think. Then they need to go out and learn the things that they want to learn. But school is not set up for that. They can't do it. You've got one teacher, 35 little maniacs, on the Lord of the Flies, little lords of the flies running around. It's impossible.
It's such a regimented, old, really antiquated system of education. We're talking about a system of education that essentially was brought about in the late 1800s. In this country. It's called the Prussian system.
The Prussian system, yeah. It's named after a country that no longer exists.
Right. I mean, this is how decrepit the United States school system is. And the idea that it could ever be somehow modified in a way that would make it palatable for those who would support the idea of unschooling is just ludicrous. I mean, there may be some tweaks and things you could do to this existing system to make it somewhat better than it currently is, but anything that's based on force is inevitably going to have problems. So that brings us up to the remaining three, correct?
Yep, number five, linking of learning with fear, loathing, and drudgery. For many students, school generates intense anxiety associated with learning.
Wait, remember the first day of school?
I mean, I think I was excited on that
really?
Day. Yeah, I was ready to do anything to get off the farm. Students who are just learning to read and are a little slower than the rest, that's me here, feel anxious about reading in front of others. Tests generate anxiety in almost everyone who takes them seriously. Threats of failure and the shame associated with failure generate enormous anxiety in some. Everybody knows some people that just clam up when it comes to tests. There's no doubt about it. I've always been, you know, a pretty good test taker because I don't take these people seriously. I found it in my college. Let's see. He's reading in the first person. By the way, his name is Peter Gray. I have found in my college teaching of statistics that a high percentage of students, even at the rather elite university at which I work, suffer from math anxiety, apparently because of the humiliation they've experienced pertaining to math in school. And how many people haven't been embarrassed by a teacher? You know, having to go up in front of the class, not knowing what you're doing. That's an embarrassing thing. What kind of trauma does that create in a kid's head?
And there's no opting out. You have to do it.
That's right. I mean, it's because people just don't get it. It's prison. You have no choice.
The warden has instructed.
There's a story that's my show prep here, of a kid who got handcuffed in the halls of a Chicago school. What? They tell them what they can bring to school to eat. They tell them what they've got to do at what time. The bells ring. They move around. It's, you know, just like little Pavlovian dogs. That's what I had
Indeed.
To do. A fundamental psychological principle is that anxiety inhibits learning. I don't think anybody would argue with that.
You'd be distracted. Too distracted.
Learning occurs best in a playful state. As a matter of fact, that's what play is. Play is kids learning. Anxiety inhibits playfulness. The forced nature of schooling turns learning into work. Teachers even call it work. You must do your work before you can play. So learning, which children biologically crave, then becomes toil. Something to be avoided whenever possible.
Now, wait a minute. That sounds familiar. Didn't you read that segment?
It's been like 4 days.
On Monday or something?
Nobody who's listening to this heard that.
Well, our podcast listeners probably noticed the difference because they listen to every single episode.
But they listen to four episodes in between.
Right, but what happened was you accidentally read the second page of the article, I think.
Yeah,
the first paragraph on the second page, thinking that was the start of the article. So that's
but it mirrors the start of the article quite well, you know, showing it.
Well, it's a great point, though. I mean, who wants to do work if they could be playing? If you can learn while you play as opposed to learn while you work, I mean, it's an easy choice.
Absolutely. And you know, what the advice to kids is, go get a job you love and you'll never work a day in your life. Oh, yes, you will, because you had to go to public school where you had to work at it. And, you know, everybody knows that the things that they didn't enjoy in school, you know, for me it was chemistry and biology.
Yeah.
They don't remember any of that stuff.
No?
I took Chemistry 1 honors and Biology 1 honors, and I don't remember very much of any of that stuff.
Nope. Me neither.
It just doesn't stick with me. However, history, I continue to learn history on my own because I like it.
I hated history in high school, but I actually appreciate it now.
Economics, you know, I like learning that
stuff. Same thing with foreign language. I remember cheating quite a bit in Spanish, too. And just causing all kinds of ruckus in that particular class. And now I wish I knew Spanish better. But it's because it was crammed down on me. It is because of this top-down, we tell you what's important attitude. I never appreciated that. As somebody who's kind of always been, at least as long as I can remember, always been anti-authoritarian. I never liked being told what to do. The government school's educational model just never was very effective with me.
Now, I hate ranking these sins as ones that I think are more and less important, but here's the next one's a really big one. Number six, inhibition of critical thinking. The author makes a great point here in just a minute.
We'll come back to it here in a moment at 800-259-9231. Also, your thoughts, welcome, about the government indoctrination system. You can bring up whatever you want. Maybe you're an unschooler and you've got some success stories that you want to share. Anything goes. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for Letty's Easter Countdown, the part of the radio show where Letty comes out and counts down.
Can you believe it's only 9 days to Easter? Do you know how to figure out the day Easter will fall each year? Neither do I. That's why God made Wikipedia.
This has been Letty's Easter Countdown. Tune in tomorrow for another Easter message.
VeggieTales presents 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Get ready to celebrate the season and discover what helping others is really all about.
I've been working on an Easter-themed musical. Up with bunnies.
We need a star.
Kathy Cassava.
She's big time.
It's an all-new Easter adventure full of bunnies, music, and love. Featuring American Idol finalist Melinda Doolittle as Cassie.
Helping one another.
VeggieTales 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Available at Walmart, Family Christian stores, and retailers everywhere. Own it today on DVD.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello again, I'm back. This is John Swinson at Midas Resources. And I want to address a couple of issues that I hear about daily when we're talking about gold and silver. First, is there anything to suggest that sunny skies are just ahead? We continue to print fiat dollars, inflation worsens, there's civil unrest around the world, and the demand for gold and silver has never, ever been higher. Next, if you heard that possessing metals is a complicated process, I assure you that whether we're discussing a direct purchase or an IRA rollover, this is a simple, straightforward transaction. This is all about protecting your assets, and frankly, what are your options? Stock market? Real estate? Metal certificates? I don't think so. Please call me, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise a casual conversation, no pressure, no nonsense. I'm John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I sincerely look forward to hearing from you.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, and bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. Topic on the table at the moment happens to be the government education system, or as I prefer to call it, the indoctrination system. Day prisons, as it may also be called. In fact, the similarities between government schools and prisons can be pretty striking. But we're talking about an article from Psychology Today, and we'll continue that here in a moment. But I want to make sure that you know that Free Talk Live does have a website you can access completely free. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites, we give it away. The main feature actually allows you to create the content. So everything you see there on the main page, the different items that have been have these numbers next to them, those were created by listeners like you. Maybe it was even you. You can go and submit different things you find online, like maybe the Psychology Today article or a YouTube video or a blog post, whatever you think's interesting. You submit it, and then other listeners will vote as to whether or not they like or dislike it. And the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com.
Get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. LibertyStickers.com. Another thing they offer is if you have a retail shop or maybe you get booths on a regular basis at different events, whether they're gun shows or fairs or things like that, Liberty Stickers will allow you to buy in bulk. They'll give you a great rate, and you can. It's a different, an additional revenue stream for your business. LibertyStickers.com.
So the story is from Psychology Today. It is a college professor who is writing this, not necessarily a liberty-minded person, but somebody who certainly gets it on this one issue. I haven't heard anything I really disagree with thus far in this piece. And he's pointing out about these government schools and how it is that they just essentially sap the lives or the educational interest out of these young people. And that's one of the things he was talking about there, is that because it's work, because they make school into work instead of play, it's just it's a killer to their interest in learning.
Yeah, whenever you see the amazing stories of the amazing teachers, they're entertaining, you know, and that's what keeps people's interest. That's, you know, you've got to be entertaining if you're going to, you know, pitch a message, and that's all there is to it. Number six, inhibition of critical thinking. Presumably, one of the great general goals of education is the promotion of critical thinking. But despite all the lip service that educators devote to that goal...
They did talk about it when I was in high school. I remember that.
Critical thinking when you're in high school is the thing that you're not thinking about that they want you to think about. Mm. You know, whereas... what they don't want to hear about high school in high school is how high school's a prison, you know, and it's operably the same as a prison. They don't want you thinking critically about that, because then you're just anti-authoritarian, and who wants that in their student? He goes on, including most honor students, they learn to avoid thinking critically about their schoolwork. They learn that their job in school is to get high marks on tests, and that critical thinking only wastes time and interferes. To get a good grade, you need to figure out what the teacher wants you to say and then say it. I've heard that sentiment expressed countless times by college students, mm-hmm. as well as by high school students. In discussions held outside the classroom, I've devoted a lot of effort toward promoting critical thinking on the college level. I've developed a system of teaching designed to promote it, written articles about it, and given many talks about it at conferences on teaching. And like I said, this was Peter, what's his last name? Gray. Now, you know, the idea that students choose not to critically think, that schools, you know, make it so the kids choose not to critically think is just, it's antithetical to what we want from our students. You don't need 13 years of public education in order to figure out how to read and write and do math. That's just, the rest of it's just babysitting service. At the very least, in that time frame, they should be teaching kids how to use their minds in problem-solving situations, and I think that they try their very best not to do that.
Well, you don't want, from the government's perspective, and the government is in charge of most of the schools in this country, from their perspective, they don't really want you to critically think. They would like to have a group of, year after year, a group of docile, obedient individuals graduating from these government schools. They aren't looking for people to critically think, because if people are really critically thinking, then they might actually think outside of the box that the government school attempts to place them into.
And that's a very important box for the government. The box is that you must love the government, that the government is good, that the government is necessary, that we need government.
So that older people are always right, that those in authority should never be
questioned.
You know, a lot of these things,
right.
That you should stick with your own age groups, all this stuff.
Yeah, all kinds of concepts that are transmitted to these youth at a very young age by these government schools. It would be very dangerous for those young people to be critically thinking on those concepts. You critically think too much, you'll get kicked out of class.
Right, and I'm not saying that this is necessarily, what the government school administrators are trying to do. I'm saying that this is the natural sort of state of a monopoly organization. A government school is a monopoly. Whether you send your kid there or not, you still have to pay to run it. So, you know, everybody's their customer, and they're forced to be their customer. If they don't want to be their customer, they'll get kicked out of their house, and their house will get taken away and sold on the auction block.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can go ahead and deny that if you want, but it's operably not true. The grading system, which is the chief motivator in our system of education, is a powerful force against honest debate and critical thinking in the classroom. In a system in which we teachers do the grading, few students are going to criticize or even question the ideas that we offer. Think about that for a second. I mean, where are you going to get in high school or college by asking questions, critical questions about the analogies that are drawn by these teachers? What do you think it would have been like if I in science class in earth science or whatever back in high school would have said, you know, I don't think Pluto qualifies as a planet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they would have laughed at me. But in fact, here, you know, decades later, they go ahead and take it off. It's no longer a planet.
Same thing's true at college. We've had people call from both high school and college. Call this show. Young people have called to explain what their experience has been in the classroom with these teachers who believe that they have the holy grail of whatever it is that is true. And so maybe we're talking about economics, for instance, where at the college level, many economics teachers are from the Keynesian school of economics, which there are these different schools, the Austrian school, the Keynesian school, different kind of beliefs that apply in each of those schools. And so the idea being that if the youth who is of an Austrian mindset is in this Keynesian economics class.
And I'd like to point out real quick that the Keynesian economics is always what's going to be taught in school, because Keynesian economics is a big proponent of sort of government intervention in the marketplace. Where do you think the government's going to teach?
Keynesian economics is the status quo, basically.
Yeah, it didn't used to be, but
and so you come into that class as somebody who already is economically educated. You understand the idea of Austrian economics, and this teacher is just presenting a bunch of, to you, garbage. And you know that if you open your mouth, or if you take a position on like an essay question or a paper, research paper of some sort, you take a position that's contrary to the established mantra of the class, that you're going to get a failing grade on that.
History teachers, it's the same way. If you interpret history in a way that is not sort of status quo, I mean, everybody knows that generally college professors tend to be sort of the liberal bend. If you take anything other than what sort of the liberal mindset is on history, it's going to affect your grade generally.
More come up here. Your thoughts are welcome. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on a judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in a ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009, or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Iron thrones have their tools. Slakes of the
just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll free, bring up whatever you'd like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features that you find there completely free. Our mobile site is included. Go to m.freetalklive.com to get quick access to our live streams and podcast as well. That's m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in precious metals, either as a hedge against inflation, an investment, barter currency, whatever reason you want to have precious metals. We try to make it easy for you. I've created gold.freetalklive.com. There we have gold and silver coins. Mostly on the radio you hear about gold. You never hear about silver. Silver's been having a much better run than gold. And I think that it's poised to go a lot farther. If silver's at like $43 an ounce right now. Some experts are talking about it going to 200. I don't know. I'm not. It's going to start making me nervous at 100. I can tell you that. But maybe at 100 it'll look like it'll go farther. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. There you can see the coins. They're good coins that you can comparison shop at lots of different places. These are popular coins with the intention of getting gold and silver into your hands, as opposed to buying collector coins or anything like that. So it's gold.freetalklive.com.
We're talking about the seven sins of the forced education system, as according to Psychology Today. Peter King, was it? Mark? Peter?
It's actually Gray.
Peter
Gray, yeah.
Peter Gray. Peter Gray, who is a college professor.
Yeah.
He's talking about how screwed up the government's education system is. And, of course, he's technically part of it, because most colleges end up getting funding from federal and state governments.
Just about all of them.
So Let's continue with what he has to say. Is he talking about critical thinking?
Yeah, he's still on. We're still on number six here. Inhibition of critical thinking, and he says to finish this up. In a system in which we teachers do the grading, few students are going to criticize or even question the ideas that we offer. And if we try to induce criticism by grading for it, we generate false criticism. So he's pointing out in just another way how public schools and schools in general really create this system.
Well, it's a hierarchical system.
Yeah,
isn't
that's
it?
Exactly what it is.
The pyramidal system, as our society has seen the structure so frequently, it's found in most corporations, it's found in the government school, it's found in the government, where there's somebody on top, and then people below them, and more people below them, and so on. And essentially, the teachers are on the lower end of the administrative pyramid. However, they
not
are...
Not from the student standpoint.
Correct. From the student standpoint, they are the gatekeepers. These are not the gatekeepers of knowledge, but the gatekeepers of the passing grade. Mm. If you don't get the passing grade from the teacher slash gatekeeper, you don't get to move on to the next grade and get 1 year closer to getting out of prison.
Right.
I mean, that's really what the goal is here. When you get a high school diploma or a college diploma, it doesn't mean that you're necessarily educated so much as it is that you've done what it takes to get out of prison.
Yeah, it's really funny. I was just listening to another college professor's lecture from Mises.org, M-I-S-E-S.org, and he was talking about how college degrees aren't about selling people education. They're about selling pieces of paper. He said, he was pointing out the university that he's at, but it could be any of them. Dartmouth's right down the road here. You can go in and audit a class for free. You won't get a grade, and they won't grade your assignments, but you can go in. You can even do the assignments if you want. Go in and listen to the lectures and do the assignments, and you will find out, you'll learn things, I guess. I mean, if college, in fact, teaches people things, it certainly directs them down a path of learning, I would guess. Well, what's the difference between going and auditing a class and paying the hundreds of thousands of dollars to go up to one of these Ivy League schools? What's the difference? Well, the difference is a piece of paper.
A piece of paper. It's not about education. Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. We've got one more left. Is that right?
Number seven.
Let's talk to Nathan first, listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. Great conversation. I've never heard your show before, and I love all the things that you guys are talking about, and I'll definitely have to, look the article up and share it with my children. So appreciate you kind of sharing that, first of all.
What are your thoughts, sir? Go ahead.
Well, it's, the funny thing is, I mean, I consider myself a good parent. I'm sure there's a lot of, people out there that do as far as trying to, educate my children. And I've even sent a couple of them to, private school for a time. But we, in general, can get kind of lazy. We forget because, and this is probably more true of the general population, we get dependent upon the school to do all the work for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we get, we've kind of gotten to the cycle here where we don't expect to have to do anything. And when the teachers don't do what we expect, then, people will run and scream and yell at the teacher.
Yep.
Because, I'm not really supposed to be doing all the discipline at home or helping them with their homework or maybe actually learning how to do, some of these things along with them and things like that. So, we're
absolutely
kind of in a vicious cycle here.
Yeah, the public school system, what sounds like you're telling me is that the public school system encourages laziness on the part of parents by essentially abrogating their responsibility to actually educate their kids or to be even concerned with the education.
Right. The education
kids.
Of your child ultimately rests with you. It doesn't matter whether you turn that job over to someone else or not. And that's what a lot of families do. That they have one parent, both parents are working, and it's very difficult for them. When we decided to have a child, the first deal I talked with my wife about long, long ago was, look, I want I want somebody to stay home.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I knew it wasn't going to be me. So and that's how we were doing it, and she's going to be homeschooling my son.
Yeah, well, it's we do have a big, I think, failure to launch problem, going back to that kind of popular movie, you know, I don't know the exact statistics, but it seemed like we have a lot more young adults, you know, coming back home because, you know, we're failing to give them all of the skills that they need. You know, we're just like, oh, here, you know, we'll send you off to the public school and hopefully they'll give you all the skills you need so that, you know, once you turn 21 or 22 or whatever or 18, you'll be able to take care of yourself. And, you know, we haven't even taught them how to do a load of laundry or make a budget and live on less than you make. And
they sure as hell don't teach you that in school.
Yeah, the one thing that I learned about economics in school was how to write a check. You know, I mean, it seems like they really they don't make an effort. They don't teach you about, you know, loans. How many people have to get loans either as mortgages or whatever? They don't teach you about credit cards. They may be doing this now. I don't know. But when I was in, they certainly didn't.
Sometimes they'll let a credit card company on the campus to sell you a credit card.
Yeah.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah,
Nathan, definitely. For the call and thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. So what are your experiences? Maybe you are in the school system. Maybe you are part of it. Maybe you can tell us what it's like on the inside.
Right. And I'm not saying that teachers are bad for the way that, you know, that this I don't even think teachers are responsible.
No,
for this.
Most teachers
I
just want a job.
Cogs in this machine.
Yeah, most teachers just want to help kids learn, and they want a job. And unfortunately, most of the jobs that are available in education are available through the government school system.
Yep. All of your time is spent trying to teach to these tests that they have kids take as some kind of
federal standards and things like that.
As some kind of benchmark as to what they should be learning. You know, I just don't think that multiple choice bubbled in questions are the best sort of arbiter of what it is that people should or should not be learning. Should all people be learning the same things? People in Maine, people in Florida, people in California, people in Alaska, should all these people be learning the same things?
Well,
I think not.
Not even that division, but the people in any given class, the 35 kids you were talking about, they're all different with different interests, mm-hmm. with different
skills.
They're
going to go on to different careers.
Right, different talents. And they are being forced into a system in which they are forced generally to learn the same things. And it's just unfortunate that they can't focus more on their interests and hone their craft, whatever that might be, and try to figure those things out sooner than age 18. Because as it turns out, most of the kids that get out of the government high schools, they have no clue what they want to do for the rest of their lives. And in many cases, they change their major a few times while they're in college, which is just a huge waste of time and money on their part or their parents' part. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts are welcome. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Hunting, shooting, camping, apparel, auto ATV, tactical gear, survival equipment. OutdoorBunker.com is your one-stop discount shop for all your outdoor survival needs. From scopes, holsters, and knives to backpacks, flashlights, sleeping bags, and more, OutdoorBunker.com features a massive selection at incredible prices. Orders over $100 get free shipping. FTL listeners, get the UTG Deluxe Universal Horizontal Shoulder Holster for only $9.95. I've got mine. Get yours at OutdoorBunker.com/FTL now.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me, Mark Edge? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey this November. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're about $600, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today, cruise.freetalklive.com.
You know your gear can make the difference between a good day and a really bad day. It's time to prepare, and quality gear from emgear.net is the critical factor for surviving in the toughest conditions. You'll find only the best gear from quality manufacturers at emgear.net, like Maxpedition hard-use gear, Everly Stock backpacks, Snug Pack sleeping bags, SE knives, Ultimate Survival fire starters, waterproof bags, Adventure medical kits, Surefire flashlights, and tactical gear from SoTech, SpecOps, Tactical Tailor, and more. Our staff knows the gear inside and out and will answer all your questions. EMGear.net always treats you with first-class customer service, affordable pricing, and a low $5.95 flat rate domestic shipping fee, no matter the size of your order. And EMGear.net stocks what we sell in our warehouse and never drop ships any orders. Call 678-455-5850. That's 678-455-5850. Or see our complete line at EMGear.net. For tactical, survival, and everyday carry, choose EMGear.net. Tough, rugged, reliable.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of Fat Burners for just $99. Spring into health for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is, come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's getthetea.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you'd like. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. Toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com and you'll get a whole list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Once again, that's promote.freetalklive.com.
How does cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event is what you want to make of it. There'll certainly be some speeches and a debate, but the boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and a whole bunch more to do. There'll also be some shore excursions. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you need to reserve your berth now. We've secured some more rooms, but I can't promise anything after, well, I guess it's tomorrow is the last day, April the 17th. Rooms are as low as $600, double occupancy, but they will go up after tomorrow. So go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today, cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're going to wrap this piece up here, finally, after a week of discussion. It's been like education week here on Free Talk Live, talking about not only what's wrong with the current system, but also solutions. We haven't touched on those yet tonight. We'll do that here in a moment. But we're talking about the seven sins of the forced education system, the government school system.
Yeah. Number seven, reduction of diversity of skills, knowledge, and ways of thinking.
Oh, yeah.
By forcing all school children through the same standard curriculum, we reduce their opportunities to follow alternative pathways. The school curriculum represents a tiny subset of the skills and knowledge that are important to our society. In this day and age, nobody can learn more than a sliver of all there is to know. Why force everyone to learn the same sliver? When children are free, as I've observed in the Sudbury Valley School and others that have observed unschoolers.
Sudbury?
Yeah, that's it. Sudbury.
Okay. Yeah.
They take new, diverse, and unpredicted paths. They develop passionate interests and work diligently to become experts in the realms that fascinate them, and then find ways of making a living by pursuing their interests. My wife and I have been studying this whole unschooling thing. There's a, as a matter of fact, go to unschoolbus.com, I think is what it's called. There's a family traveling around doing some unschooling. It's kind of interesting. I've been to a couple of speeches on this, and I find it very interesting. It's a little too much for me to take, but this idea of child-directed learning, I think, is so important because we all direct our own learning every single day. So why is it that we want to direct kids' learning for the first 13 years?
Because adults know more.
I guess.
That's the idea. It's a very authoritarian concept that, well, we've been there,
but
so
they'll
we
let
know.
Their kids fix their computers for them. Yeah. And I'd like to, yeah. You know, adults know more, but you know, here's a little factoid for you. Actually, it's not a factoid. Factoids are things that sound true, but are not. 85% of college graduates move back home. This is money.cnn.com. You can go check that out. 85% of college students move back home, college graduates move back home. What's that say about the ones that didn't graduate? I mean, this is adults know best. They've created a system where kids can't even get on their own. I mean, if that is an indictment against higher education and government student loans and not to mention a very difficult job market, most of which is created by the government, it seems to me that these people in authority need to not be listened to. Why in the world would you listen to them on something as important as educating your kid, the most valuable thing you've got in this world?
By the way, Mark, your definition of factoid is the second of two definitions. The first definition is an insignificant or trivial fact, so factoids are not necessarily false.
It's probably been misused enough that some other definition has usurped the original one. Students forced through the standard curriculum have much less time to pursue their own interests, and many learn well the lesson that their own interests don't really count. What counts is what's measured on the school's tests. Some get over that, but many do not. You know, you assume that the good students are the ones that get the good grades, but it's not always the smartest kids. It's the ones that are, you know, sort of adept at using that system. Some people would say, well, that prepares them for the working world. It prepares them for a certain type of job,
It prepares them to take a corporate job in the hierarchical corporate world, yep, and plug themselves in,
yep,
like you said,
in the hive.
A cog in the system. That is what the government school system is designed for. And John Taylor Gatto has borne this out in his books, and you can read, I think, at least one of them, maybe all of them, for free on his website. I think it's johntaylorgatto.com, former New York State School Teacher of the Year. The guy obviously knows what he's talking about, and he has just railed against this government school system for, you know, forcing kids into this one-size-fits-all system where at the end of it, at the end of 13 years, if you go into college, then, you know, 17 years or more, at the end of all this time, you've cranked out somebody who is ready to plug into as a cog in the system, as this obedient serf, this non-questioning functionary, essentially, that it's their job. Yeah, they can, you know, they can shave and they can do things like, you know, they can get on with their lives. They don't need to have their hands held for everything. They're educated to the point where they're able to take care of themselves, but at the same time, they're also not educated to the point where they're critically thinking. They're not questioning authority. They're not questioning their surroundings and their circumstances. And they'll just take whatever's dished out to them for the most part. There are exceptions to that, obviously. I mean, I went to government school, so clearly there are exceptions. There are people who can break away from
that
program.
To some extent, critical thinking is, society doesn't want critical thinking at all. I mean, if you run a system that's as antiquated and weird as the one that we have in this country, and some people may call it the best one in the world, that's,
the best education system in the world?
I'm just talking about, in general, the best system, the best governmental system, but, you know, societal system. But, you know, there's a lot of beliefs and things that need to be questioned, but society doesn't want you to question.
Like that's a good question. That's a good statement to question, that this is the best country in the world. I mean, it's just taken as fact. Yeah. And people who are in their 40s and 50s, you know, or older, just parrot that. We've heard them call this show, and they've made those statements before, and it's, if you don't like it, leave. It's the best country in the world. Well, no, in point of fact, it's not. Not if you look at different factors, like economic freedom?
Yep.
No,
it may very
not.
Well have been. The United States was the best country in the world as far as education went in the 1950s. Then the Department of Education was introduced, and it slipped down to, like, rank 50 on the list. Mm. It's incredibly bad. But, you know, people will fly their flags and say how great the country is when they're letting these things happen. It's not the great country if you just lockstep, salute the flag, and don't ask any questions or try to fix it.
All right, so what do you do to fix it, though? I mean, what are the solutions here? Do you go to the school board and run for school board and try to change the system from the inside?
It's going to take you It's going to take you forever. I mean, you know, the governmental system is created to be incredibly difficult to change. And, you know, the founding fathers even said that they're creating a system that was hard to change. So it's not like you can just take a little time off of in the evening and spend your little spare time going out and bothering with these bureaucrats or whatever.
How many people have time to even go to the school board meetings?
I think the first step is to take – I would take my – you know, do my very best. This is what I chose for myself, is do my very best not to send my kid to government school or even private school. I went to both. I went to both private school and government school, and frankly, I didn't think there was that big of a difference.
A lot of private schools are aping the government school.
Of course they are. Yeah, the monopoly, which is the government school, creates the standard by which other schools are judged. So it's very difficult.
So that's a good personal solution, Mark, to pull your kid out of the government schools. That's a good solution for our own families. But what about the rest of people? I mean, it's still tragic that, you can save Jack, your son, from the government school indoctrination system. But what about the other people who are being subjected to this, who maybe feel like they can't pull their kids out because they have to work or whatever the reasons are?
You're responsible at the bottom line, at the end of the day, you are responsible for your kids' education. And you need to take that responsibility for yourself. Yes, if you're sending them off to government babysitting for 7, 8, 9 hours a day, then, well, that's fine. They're learning something there. But you need to be involved and you need to be interested. This is one of the reasons that I'm really blessed to be able to work from home. I make telephone calls for advertising for Free Talk Live during the day in my little home office. And when I feel like getting out and going and talk to my son or play with him, throw him on the bed or do whatever it is that we do, to spend a little
rub
time
it in,
together.
Why don't you? A lot of people don't have that fortune.
Right, that's what I'm pointing out, is so many dads' days are set up that maybe they get to see the kid in the morning for, you know, half an hour, 45 minutes, as they're rushing out of the door and trying to shove some French toast sticks in their face. And then when they get back, you know, it's bedtime. It's tough.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You don't have to talk about schools. You can bring up whatever you want. Daniel's on the line in Clearwater listening to WFLA. Hello, Daniel. Hey, Daniel, go ahead.
Yes, I am calling about your comment on your bullish on silver, and I would agree. From 98 until 03, I was embroiled in a civil rights case from Great Falls, Montana.
Tell you what, we can talk more about silver if you want to hang on. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 800-259-9231. That, we can also get some more educational solutions coming up. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed, high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.